7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Who knows if this is gonna work?
Beep, beep, beep.
Okay, the current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee, but I'm not even close to being ready yet. I don't know what's happening. I've just had a really big, some kind of technical failure that I've never had before. And I don't understand what's happening or why it's happening. This is the first time this has ever happened. And yeah, this is getting to be a problem. Okay, so, what are we doing? Well, the good news is this the good news? I don't know. It's raining. It is raining today. Oh, God. Now this is down. Holy crap. It's raining today, and so we can't go outside. It's still kind of warm. I can't do two things at once here. I either can fix this or I can talk to you about stupid crap. What's it gonna be? It's raining, but it's still warm. But it might get cold. And so, maybe it's supposed to snow tomorrow? And blah, blah, blah. So, I was gonna go to the store today. I still kind of need to go to the store, but I don't know when I'm gonna do that. I should be going now because I think there's been a little break in the rain. So when I say it's raining, I don't know if that really means literally right now it's raining, because it may have stopped. I don't know. So what do I need to buy at the store? Well, I need some baking soda, of all things. So, Tobe, what are you going to bake? I'm not going to bake a single damn thing. Okay, now let's see if we can get this to finally work. The whole problem here is that... Oh, son of a bitch. I've got a game to watch. And blah, blah, blah. To watch here in a few minutes. Okay, please tell me that worked. It didn't work. Is there going to be Dubious Goals Committee today? Should I just cancel this and let the auto DJ take over? What in the hell is going on here? I've never had this problem before. Everything's going to crap. And it's still crapping out, so, yeah, I guess we're, doing something different today. Yeah, and I guess this means what? This probably means synth. So, let's get over here into the synthin zone and see what's going on. The cat's jumping up on the kitty condo, looking out the window. Wondering what's happening, because it's raining.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we got this teletype that's gone out of control. And we can add the bit collider to this and we can make it do little beeps. But I can't clock those bleeps. Take this coffee can and I'm going to put the microphone on the coffee can so I don't have to hold it. I think I know what happened. This is plugged into there. And so when I turn that on, yeah. Okay, and now I'm starting to understand why I had this plugged into here, because we can just plug that back in, and then we can, do what? Hey, is that filter not closing? It's not closing, that's fine. Nobody cares. Playing some synth today, doing synth business. Wait, what the hell am I doing? I don't know. I'm just having fun. Doing some stupid crap. Do we have drums? Thank you. Abracadabra. I'm just knocking stuff over. I got things falling over on the floor. Feel like doing this today. I don't have anything. I don't. Nothing is working properly, so I don't know what to do. Yeah, Dubious Goals Committee. Starring Tobe. Got lots of technical problems today. Nothing seems to want to work right. That filter's messed up a little bit. That's okay. I made it that way. Yeah. So. Can't synth. We can't hook up any audio to anything. Huh. What the hell am I going to do?
Let me ask you this. Does anybody here know how the moon was formed?
Congress!
Yeah, that's ding!
Ding!
And what about the oceans?
Hey. Congress!
Ding, ding, ding!
Ding, ding, ding! Ding. Your,
y'all have any work for me? Oh! There you go. Now, wait a minute. Do y'all have any work for me?
It was dual. Ball just shaped away in the air. Hunt wasn't quite at it. There's a slow ball. Fools Hunt. Man stuns underneath it. Takes a simple catch in the end. That's dual. So he dropped one now. He snaffled one. And Riley Meredith gets the breakthrough.
Down now.
Nicely struck. Into the gaps. Short just pacing himself. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Brings up the second boundary. 12 from 7, 1 for 20. Power play for the strikers this season. That's well hit by Lynn. Misfield gets to the rope.
Nathan Ellis out there. It got to the rope. That's four runs. Okay, it should be obvious to everyone that I got things working again, but yeah, all the levels are going to be messed up. The audio is going to be terrible today, but that's fine. Nobody cares. Okay, so what are we doing? I got some tea. I'm pouring it right now. I'm trying to remember what I made an hour and a half ago. I think I made Gaoshan. Am I drinking Gaoshan today? Let's find out. Oh, yep, that's Gaoshan, all right. Okay, so. I need this. Oh, it's so good. So good. Okay, so anyway. Here we are. And I have to watch this sports ball. Okay, so I'm catching up on Big Bash because I am caught up, but there was a game last night that I didn't see because I live in America where I don't get to watch cricket. Stupid America. Oh, bowled him. And so this is the game that was on last night. So I got to get caught up on this to see who wins. Oh, look at that. Oh, that was nice. I do love cricket. And I was trying to get all caught up before my football started. But my football, luckily we're in the pregame show right now. So my football doesn't really start for another 10 or 15 minutes. So things might work out well. And I'm sorry that you're getting such a poor quality dubious goals committee today. I was all prepared to talk about my new favorite subject. Good tea. Oh. And so you might be wondering, well, Tobe, what's your new favorite subject? Well, my new favorite subject for the last couple days has been the attempted assassination of Charles de Gaulle in 1960 number at a place in France called Petit Clamart. And why am I into this right now? Tobe, why have you been doing research on Jean-Marie Bastien Thierry? What a great name. Uh-oh, run out? That was a run out. But it doesn't matter because it was the last ball of their innings. Strikers, 5 for 177. So, Hurricanes need 178. This is going to be close. But anyway. The assassination of Charles de Gaulle. Or the attempted assassination of Charles de Gaulle. At Petit Clamart. Why has this been so interesting to me recently? Well, as the committee is well aware, I'm very short of books. I have no reading material, so I just have to keep reading the same books over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And what book am I now on? That's right, Day of the Jackal by Frederick Forsyth. I've read it a number of times. It's one of my favorite books. I'm reading it again. And, oh, I'm better than halfway through it right now. But the first two chapters of the book are pretty much nothing but a recount of and then an analysis of the attempted assassination at Petit Clamart. And as I was reading the book, I started having questions in my mind, and the book talks about other attempted assassinations of Charles de Gaulle. And as I was reading the book, I started thinking, And so I had to do some research. So I had to go online, and I started reading about stuff, and I had to read all about the OAS and, you know, the whole Free Algeria thing and blah, blah, blah. And I started to realize something. And as the committee is aware, I'm not any kind of weird conspiracy theorist or anything like that, but I started noticing something. I started noticing a pattern in these assassination attempts. And, you know, it became really obvious to me that there's one guy. And what is this one guy? What was his name? Georges Watin? Yeah, so somehow the OAS, the people who went to kill Charles de Gaulle, are trying to kill him. They can't kill him. And every time they set up some kind of ambush or some kind of setup to try to get de Gaulle, the attempt always fails. Something goes wrong, and then everybody gets caught except like one person, or in one case two people escaped. Well, the funny thing is one of the guys who kept escaping was this Georges Watin. And you know, again, not the conspiracy guy, but gee, if I had to guess who was the one inside guy who was preventing all of these assassinations from happening, I wonder who it could be, right? That's our boy Georges Watin. So now I gotta redirect my research towards this guy. See what's going on. So, yeah, conspiracy theories abound. Charles de Gaulle. What was going on in France? All kinds of crazy stuff. Other news of things that are French include, but are not limited to, more baking things that I was watching last night. Because I watched that croissant competition a couple of days ago. There it is. Hurricanes win. Yay!
Four overs to spare. Big win.
Big win.
And the Strikers have lost four on the bounce.
On the bounce. So because I was watching the croissant competition, the algorithm decided to show me all kinds of other ideas for videos that I could watch about pastries, and you know how that's gonna go. So yeah, I had to watch another hour of all kinds of videos demonstrating la fruitage incroyable, the incredible leafage. That's one of my favorite French words I never get to use. Fruitage. Où est le fruitage? Je suis un fruitage. So I watched a guy making cream puffs and piping cream into pâte à choux shells. It was French pastry night, and it just made me mad because, I don't know, there's no good bakeries around here. Where's the best bakery? The best bakery is obviously La Panderia Internationale down on 24th Street. And although it is international, that doesn't mean it is French. It is not French. They don't do pâte à choux, and that's fine because everything else they do is awesome. And that reminds me, I need to go down there and get some of those cornbread muffins. Because I had this idea. I had this idea for, what was it? It was basically pepperoni and pinion nut praline over cornbread or cornbread muffins. I know, brilliant, right? It's a new dessert I've been thinking of, and I haven't made it yet because some of these components are expensive. Meaning the pinion nuts, the pine nuts. So yeah, and I don't get paid for another 2 days, so I gotta buy some baking soda. I don't even have enough gas to go to the store. Do I have enough gas to go to the store and buy baking soda? And when I'm at the store, I gotta get other stuff. Anyway. So yeah, there might be a new recipe coming soon, but then I gotta drive down to South Omaha. I gotta go to the bakery. I gotta get the corn muffins, or I could just make some cornbread here in my house. But then I got to go to the store and buy some masa harina or whatever and some ingredients. And I still got to buy the pinion nuts. And that's what, that's $8 for a half a gram or whatever. I'm a very simple man with extraordinarily complex tastes. I don't know what to do about it. Okay, I'm frozen. I'm not going anywhere because now the cat has arrived and is now sitting on me. Hi, baby. You're a good baby. Dingins. Who's fluffiest baby in fluffy baby town? Yeah, it's you. Okay, now that we've got that straightened out. Oh, my God. All right. So hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to have some kind of proper dubious goals committee. Don't know what that's going to be about. I don't know. I'm definitely running out of energy to do this. I've been doing this way too long. It's taking up too much valuable time in my day. And I gotta deal with the cat who's now trying to do kitty business into the kitty business pit. Oh, at least you're doing it in the right place. Oh my God. And there's probably people who are listening to the first to this for the first time saying, dubious goals committee, is that what this is all about? Yeah, this is what we do every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go watch football and eat lunch.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
This is the